rather than us wax lyrical about it, I want the man behind the music to explain himself in his own words. The story of an underdog taking on the big labels, coming out of nowhere and dominating the world. Happy birthday, Maniac 2000, Mark McCabe, in his own words.
It starts off with, a crowd, so it's possible to ignore. That used to be my line, way back when people would say, why do you think it's been such a big success? And I say, well, as soon as it comes on, you hear the crowd and it's hard to ignore it. And you kind of, it just sucks people in because you think that somebody's kind of shouting and screaming, but they're not. It's actually on the track. And therefore, you just kind of automatically go, oh, everybody else is enjoying this. I better enjoy it. But 20 years later, it's just weird. Record labels very much controlled the industry, and there was no real sort of independent record labels in that sense. Definitely not in dance music. Well, there was, but they were, very much underground, and they weren't bought up by all the big labels at that point, I suppose. People were buying CD singles and they were buying cassettes. So there was no iTunes chart or Spotify or streaming. So everything was physical. So this was a track that was kind of produced and made by a group of people who weren't part of the machine as such. We kind of just did it all ourselves. And we presented this through a small little label called Abbey Discs. And we were up against Madonna, Westlife, the Backstreet Boys, All Saints. And we heard the first week that it was like number four, number five or something like that. It was like, wow, this is incredible. And then actually the first week it charted at number two. I think it stopped Westlife from getting seven consecutive number ones in a row or something like that. And then it went on to beat Backstreet Boys and Madonna and take the number one. And everybody was just like, what the hell is this? And where has this come from? Because it was really a Dublin thing first, because it had been building as a track on a pirate radio station. So then when the rest of the country got to hear it on the chart show, it just took off and people really sort of started to attach themselves to it. So it spent 10 weeks at number one, which was incredible business. It was the era of the boy band. So it was about Westlife, the Backstreet Boys, Five, even Atomic Kitten, all of that kind of manufactured Louis Walsh type of act. They were still very much in control of the charts. And here was this thing. Sometimes I'm embarrassed. Sometimes I'm incredibly proud. I guess it's when I'm actually there in the moment where I'm in a club or whatever and I'm playing it and you just see the reaction and you feel the reaction and you look at some people in the face, the people that are kind of up front because they've been waiting the entire night for this to happen. I was at a wedding there recently and people were kind of half expecting me to get up and do it. I didn't do it for, close family members, so I kind of felt like if I was to do it for somebody else, it would insult them. But people were like, we were coming down in the car and we were talking about it and, we knew you were going to be here. And we're just so disappointed you didn't do it because we half expected the world to implode when it came on. And when you get that kind of reaction from people and when you actually are there in the moment, you go, ah, I get it. But I suppose it's the standing away from it and kind of reminiscing on it that's kind of a little bit confusing. When you look at it from that perspective, it's like, wow, how did that manage to actually exist for this length of time? When there's so many other great songs that have come and gone, it's just bizarre. At this moment in time, I'm appreciative. I'm always appreciative of it. But I suppose it's, I step back and I go, why? Why that song and why 20 years of affection and love and all of that? It's a weird one,
She walked across the dance floor that night. She was dressed to kill. She was a sexy lady. She had to get her thrill. How'd she get him and how'd she know it all? The music tonight. Shoes in for fright, stand by.
You know, regardless of what you think or regardless of your opinion, when music connects with people in a way, you know, I can only imagine how, you know, Chris Martin from Coldplay feels, because, you know, he writes on a level which is, you know, really bearing his soul and really relating. And even U2, I mean, you can see how fanatical their fans are about their music because of the connection that they have and the meaning of the lyrics. So that's why it's kind of weird for me when we're talking about Maniac in this sense. I think I have 6 or 7 people with either the lyrics or one girl, and she's really cool because I've met her a few times. Actually, she got me to sign just under where she had Maniac written on her arm, and she actually got that tattooed. She got my signature tattooed onto it. Wow. As well. And a lot of people go, that's kind of crazy, but then you don't know what people have been through. And like you say, I went to a house and I met this guy who had been in a car crash coming home from a club, and he was in a coma, and the first thing he said when he came out of that coma was, will you play Maniac? And his family were just like, oh my God, you're alive and you want to listen to this song. And whatever happened, you know, he had a good time that night. It was the last song he perhaps heard. He went into a coma. That was just the last memory that he had. And when he woke up, that's, you know, what he wants to hear. And when you hear stuff like that, it's kind of like, wow, this is, that's the power of music. You know, that's what music can do to people, is that it can get them out of situations and relieve them from stress and strain of life. And when you manage to do something that does that on a scale, whether it be put your hands up and act silly and jump around the place in a nightclub, or whether it's with an acoustic guitar and, you know, a really deep, meaningful vocal, it's a real privilege, and it's not something that many people get to achieve.
McCabe, in his own words, happy 21st birthday, Maniac 2000.
Yeah, 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 yeah. iRadio in the afternoon
with Dave and Tanula. Hey!
iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.